What about the NBA just going to an island, and then they don't have to worry about this whole bubble thing in Disney World?
Well, I think that would defeat one of the purposes of this arrangement that's going on in Orlando right now, which is Disney being a major television investor in the NBA product, having the double payoff of not only having $900 million investment in games paying off, but also you get Disney World being seen to and from commercial and letting the country know that Disney World is open for business.
We got all excited here, and I was leading the charge on Vegas being one of the bubble cities, and I think I'm a fool, because now that it's all come together, it's like, of course, they were probably going to go with Disney World the whole time. Is that basically the reason, the TV partnership, as to why Vegas got eliminated from a double bubble concept?
Honestly, I don't think you're foolish at all to have those thoughts. There was serious consideration with Vegas, especially because they've had the G League showcase there, and they kind of had that as a dry run. And, of course, the Vegas relationship in the NBA goes as far back as the 2007 All-Star Game and then all the Summer League. That it used to be the NBA Summer League was in Boston and Utah and in Orlando, and it's really all consolidated in Vegas. So there was serious consideration. I think a huge part of why it's looking like Orlando and Orlando only is because it's not going to be 30 teams. So they don't need a place that can accommodate 30 teams anymore. Now you're looking at scenarios being 24 teams max, more likely 20 teams involved, and they feel like they can take care of all those teams in Orlando versus if it was Vegas, you know, you have 15-15.
So this may be a very impossible question, but I'm going to ask you for like a percentage. What percentage of the hurdles is just figuring out the format? I feel like it's a very small percentage. There's so many other things to work out, but what is it in your mind?
I think they're along the timeline they anticipated being on at this point. So I don't even know if I would constitute it being hurdles quite yet. It was going to be a Board of Governors call on Friday afternoon. They plan to not have a vote in that moment. They're going to kind of lay out the available plans in that moment, and then use the weekend to work through the question marks. I mean, a huge part of this is trying to get all the teams on the same page, because you know all these different teams, while some of the same league umbrella, they have different regional sports network contracts. So some teams, they really want to get to that 70 game mark in order to get the regional sports network revenue. Other teams, it's not as important to them. Some teams are in the luxury tax, and doing away with 17 regular season games actually does them a favor. They don't have to prorate and pay all their players for those games. Other teams, it's like, no, if we're going to play for the playoffs, we want more regular season games to tune up so we can be in top form to try to win a legitimate championship. And so I think the format is just one of a variety of issues that they're going to work through. And I don't know if I would put one necessarily higher above another at this point.
Considering two factors, integrity, you know, getting to a title, and entertainment, what do you prefer? More is less with 16 or go to 24 teams?
I want more. I'm glad to wait, you know, 3 months just like everybody else to watch NBA basketball. And, you know, I've been telling them to come to the league. Been fortunate enough to cover it for a decade and a half. And, you know, I'm used to covering 8 preseason games and 82 regular season games and 25 playoff games. So give me as much as we possibly can have. And, you know, while I certainly am a traditionalist and don't want to do away with all the things we're accustomed to seeing, because we have such a unique circumstance, like I think it allows for you to experiment a little bit with something that you could see in the future. And, you know, the 20-team scenario that Zach Lowe of ESPN has been touting, I like that more than necessarily this group play, this World Cup play scenario. You know, Zach is basically you lock in the top 13 teams into playoff spots because they just have so much better records than the other 7 teams you would invite. You have 7 teams compete in a round-robin elimination tournament to get 3 more spots, and then you play a full 4 rounds with 7 games each round from there. I like that scenario. I think the World Cup scenario is so foreign compared to what NBA fans are accustomed to seeing that you know sometimes you can throw too much against the wall. Too much change is not necessarily a good thing. I think you go to a gradual change. And also, I'm not a fan of reseeding 1 through 16, regardless of conference. I think the beauty of the playoffs, and we all saw it play out in the Last Dance documentary, where you have two teams meet in the playoffs year in, year out, and develop this kind of rancor and dislike for one another, and it gets these intense series that you saw the Bulls and the Pistons. You know, if you're having the Lakers and Clippers on opposite side of the bracket, and the only way they can meet is the NBA Finals, I think you're doing a disservice to the fans in the long run.